as a crowd, it's a bit difficult to know how you can address our questions or something like that.
That'll be good. I think just if people just somebody actually here, I'd like to mingle, have a chat with them, I think.
That would be good.
Yes.
Okay, so John Bell is here and some of the actors are coming out and happy to mingle with you. You can have a chat with them. And maybe I could ask you one question, John.
Come and join us, guys. Doji and Zara, come and say hello. Happily, what is it?
Well, the one question I have is that this is your last role, I gather, Jacques.
For this company.
For this company.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm wondering why you chose that role and whether you feel that Jacques is the penultimate role for Shakespeare, that he's speaking through this character in the way that maybe Prospero does in The Tempest. What's your own sense of the importance of this character?
Look, you could take him out of the play and it wouldn't make much difference to the plot. Just there's another voice. We get sort of the romantic voices and the lyrical ones. Then you get Jacques as the sort of the negative force. So it's just another quality, another tone in the play, I think.
Yeah.
And he's certainly not speaking for Shakespeare. I mean, Shakespeare is a positive and a life force, and Jacques is kind of a
melancholic.
Melancholic, yeah. So it's a kind of a satire on people who who love being gloomy and love being out of place.
Yeah.
And he's fun to play. I didn't like him at first. I think he's just too negative. But the more you play, the more you get to like just the and of course he's got that wonderful speech about the seven ages.
That's right. All the world's a stage. Yeah.
And here's Zara, who plays Ronald and Dory. And Gareth and Kelly there too. Kelly. So anything else we can tell you?
Anyone else have a question at all of John or any of the other?
See you all are, I didn't
there's a group, Hearts in a Row, from Mission Australia, and they're studying Introduction to Literature as part of a certificate in liberal arts, and they're going to get into uni with that.
Uh-huh.
And then there are the second year students from Australian Catholic University studying Shakespeare.
Oh, I see.
And As You Like It is the second play we've done. We've looked at Midsummer Night's Dream, we're moving on to The Tempest and Henry IV, and this play we did because it's on now, and I love to take them to see a live play. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, what more can we tell you? Interested in?
Here's a question over here.
Fantastic. I just wonder, the lines you speak, they're spoken so fast. Is that because that's the pace you choose?
Is it too fast at times?
Just a little tonight, but that was just one, but otherwise perfect. I'm just wondering.
I probably speak too fast. I'm trying to get through it on that.
Some lines he gallops with all, some lines he...
Yeah.
I guess all the characters have different energies, don't they? And some characters tend to sort of be more energized and others pull back on it. But look, it's very complex stuff. And you need to hear it more than once, I suppose, to get the full meaning of it. But at the same time, you can't let it get too bogged down. You've got to keep it moving.
Yeah, because that's the thing also, I think, is that actually the language does have a rhythm to it.
Yep.
And even though you might not get every single word, what's important is that you get the sweep of thought and that you get the sense of what that person's trying to do to that other person in that moment.
Got
and I think that,
absolutely.
So sometimes I think, it might be, you might not get every single word,
And sometimes, you want to see the characters interact with each other and you want to get that rhythm as well.
Yep.
And we kind of have to kind of acknowledge that actually very few people are going to get everything that's said, but hopefully what will be clear, we can try to make it clear, but if we just try to make the line clear, I think you can lose some of the character dynamic. And hopefully that's clear, even if you lose the actual metaphors, which we're just trying to decide for ourselves.
That was great. That was perfect. But yeah, you're right. I've got a question.
Yeah,
please.
Can you say more light so we can get a photo?
Oh, great. Sure. Well, let's finish the questions first and we'll do the photo. Yeah. Any other questions from anybody?
Any other questions? Yeah.
First off, you guys were wonderful tonight. And this is more for...
Thank you.
And this is from more of a production point of view. Did you guys go into the play knowing how to sing, or did you pick it up as you were learning the play?
Singers, I'm just going to
say. Well, Abby, who's the one who does most of the singing, she is a singer, and that's what she does professionally more than theatre, because she's done kind of a bunch of theatre as well. And she was cast, Keith knew that he wanted to have a lot of music in it. And in the play itself, there's a lot of songs. And so he cast her very definitely. Zara is an excellent singer, and you've been singing for a long time, done little musicals and stuff.
Kelly's pretty good too. Those harmonies are pretty neat, aren't they?
Yeah. It was all kind of just playing around a lot in the rehearsal room with those kind of harmonies.
Yeah.
You just got a song thrown on you.
But also you'll find a composer will come to rehearsals and test people out and listen to them and write music accordingly. It's no use writing stuff that we couldn't sing, so he comes along and works in the rehearsal room while we're evolving. Yeah. a personal lesson from each of us.
Oi.
Wow. I feel like this is probably a really lame answer, but I think it's something like there's something that Roslyn speaks a lot about into not rushing into love and relationships, sort of trying to understand friendship and connection before we give everything over. So maybe that's something that I bring, I guess.
I think also that like love comes in many different forms and guises as well. Something about that and how there's all these different lovers and their brand of love is all quite different. But actually none of it seems predestined and written in the stars. It's all something that they work at to achieve.
Personally, for me, it's my cat goes through such a transformation, but also the seven stages of life. It's the fact that our lives can change so much, and sometimes what we're in the middle of can seem really important and fall on the time, but then, in a blink of an eye, you'll be in a completely different situation with a completely different set of parameters. So for me, it's to not get too caught up in what you're doing always at the time, thinking it's incredibly important, or maybe not as important as you think it is, because things are bound to change ever so quickly if you're confronted with another situation. So yeah, you have to stress out.
Don't get caught up in the moment and look at the bigger picture.
I guess, yeah, it's a good one, yeah, it's a good summary. Yeah.
Kelly, how about you?
For me personally, I think I really, got something about the loyalty of a friendship and how valuable that is, but then also how that can change in an instant too at the moment. I'm sure everyone's kind of been there and their best friends all of a sudden fallen in love and it just changes the game. And I just think that's a really interesting lesson to remind them of.
Zara?
I think probably I'm quite cynical about love as a person, and I guess I've really enjoyed playing that part of Rosalind. But I guess learning that both soppy love and really cynical love are both valid, and actually we can't hold on to it. Like, it's, you know, you can't hold on to and define what it is. The very essence of love is that it's a movable, changeable thing that actually runs away with or from you, you know, and you just, the only thing you can do is sort of be at the mercy of it. But I guess, yeah, I think the acknowledging, because I think Rosalind, as much as she is trying to teach Orlando a lesson, is also learning as well that there is room for poetry and getting caught up in each other and all of that stuff as well. So, yeah. Think, if that makes any sense.
Fabulous, yes. For me, it's about being open to change. The forest, people go into the forest and they learn things and they come out different at the end of it. But Jacobs doesn't. He doesn't learn anything. He's just as grumpy and,
right.
And melancholy at the end as he was at the beginning. And that's often in Shakespeare's plays, that people go for some sort of adventure and they don't all benefit from it. At the end of The Tempest, some people have changed, others haven't. There's just as bad as when they arrived on the island. And so I think that to be open to change and ready to change and going somewhere different, to an island, to a forest, to a desert, wherever, gives you the opportunity to shake off the old skin and transform yourself. And it's good to be open to that, to grab the opportunity to change. Yeah.
Shakespeare really shows a lot of his philosophy in, like, even in his comedies, when comedy is supposed to entertain, makes you feel good for a while. Was there anything any of the words, like if the character spoke that you disagreed with, like anything that you didn't like, anything that you thought, well, hang on, that's not quite right. Was there anything like that?
Well, I don't think so, because it's always the character talking. So, I mean, I don't agree with a lot of what Jake says, but I enjoy being him and playing him. I'm not advocating the things that he says. I would agree with a lot of things that Rosalind says, though, and I take that as being really good advice in many cases. So yeah, we've got to always think, this is never Shakespeare talking. He's never been preachy or giving you a message. You say, what's the play about? Well, it's about so many things. It's not about one thing. And there's no one message. There's no moral. You know, in one sense, he's a very moral writer. In another sense, he's very not amoral. Just that's not what he's concerned about. He shows you.
Yeah,
what there
it's
is
about
and,
asking questions. Or
yeah.
Sort of presenting possibilities.
So he holds the mirror up to nature, as we say. But the mirror doesn't teach you anything. The mirror just shows you what's
you.
There. Yeah. It doesn't have a message. You just have to look at it. You decide what it is for yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, watching the play makes me question what does love look like visually. Everyone's perception would be different.
Yeah.
I guess. It's a concept and abstract.
Yeah. Tom.
I get that it's Shakespeare and all that, but and each character is different, but how long did it take you and what did you guys each do to get into character for your specific parts?
Yeah, great. We had a rehearsal period of 5 weeks, I think it was, which is really nice. It's a really nice amount of time. So we kind of rehearsed from 10 to 6 every day, and then a half Monday to Friday, and then a half day on Saturday. I think that process of getting into character is different for every actor, but a lot of it is a discussion with your director and what you initially read off of the page and what images jump out at you when you first read a script. And so slowly over time, you're on the floor, you're trying things out, and hopefully, more often than not, you're failing, and you're going, that doesn't work, and then eventually you're kind of sculpting all that away, and you're left with something that even still isn't perfect, nor it should be when you're kind of previewing or opening, that then still continues to grow and slightly change through the season, I think. So yeah, I think a lot of the clues are there in the text, and a lot of the work has to be done on the floor.
I think most of us come to rehearsal knowing the lines pretty well,
yeah.
So to save time, we have to learn it before we get there. And then we think about it before we come to rehearsal too. We research and study it, and so we come with something to offer rather than just walking in and saying, I don't know nothing, you know. You've got to come and offer something to the director and the rest of the cast. I mean, wouldn't you agree? That's important.
Yeah.
And also how much it changes when you're in a scene with another person. Because you can have great ideas that can be brilliant from the page, but if you're in the scene with a person and that person doesn't see you how you imagine them they'd see you, it changes everything.
That's right.
And fundamentally it's about the relationships, and you don't know who you are until you know who they are and how they look.
Yeah.
Which is, again, part of the reason for a rehearsal period, where you can find out not just who am I, but who is the group and where do I fit in this group.
I think we probably should wind up because we've got a show in the morning at 11 o'clock.
Oh boy.
So,
well, thank you so much, John.
Great pleasure. Really. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And who wants that photo? You want to get a photo?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, sure. Maybe over here.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Can I jump in it?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Michael. I see you.
See
you. Is that you this week, isn't it?
It's online. It's up there on the Leo already.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Do you like? No, I just want to. Not
Can you take one more question?
Yes, of course.
Right. So, my take on it is, for example,
See ya.
Would you be wanting your piano anytime soon?
Oh, we will. We definitely will. We don't have room at the moment, but we need it. We need to get a place. it's a question, it's an open question where we can put it. We've been talking about it, and our place, Victoria Road, fell through the, as soon as we get another place, we'll need it back. Is it being looked after, tuned and all that?
Yes, it's been tuned within the last 12 months.
That's good. Once every 12 months is good. Yeah, I hope you're enjoying it, getting good value out of it.
Yes.
Very good. That's great.
Happy birthday. It's next week, isn't it?
29th.
29th.
Yeah, yours is the 26th, which is Graham's is as well.
Yes. Michael goes bushwalking with Graham. I was born on Graham's 34th birthday. Graham. Yes.
So we're Aries.
Too much of that.
Too much of that.
There's a lot of that going around.
There is. Anyway, lovely to run into you, Calvin. Yeah, good. See you again. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
See you, Michael.
See you, bye-bye.
Michael, thank you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Very grateful.
Pleasure.
Just let us know if you want us to start sticking flowers into rope for the forest. We've got to start now.
Okay, that's good.
You've got to think about it.
I've got mine.
I've got to think. I just said you need us to start.
Thank you very much, Michael. See you, okay?
It's mine, it's okay. Yes. No one else. Right,
I've got
it, yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
Very subtle thing
to
you, well, you know, the best form of life is conversation.
Yes.
See you, Tom. Very good.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, I'll send you a link
to my WordPress.
Thank you.
It's actually something that I wrote with
Thanks for organising that. That was great.
Lovely. You probably don't remember me running into Stratford, do you? You had a little trolley in May, and I rushed up to you, and my wife Rose was there. That's Rose there.
Hello.
She said, "Oh, don't worry. You've never met him before."
Well, I'm glad to see you again. That's
you're
true.
Great. Lovely.
Okay.
Lovely. Thanks, John.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much.
Yep. The car.